I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo stove, fixed fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.
All righty, conference championship weekend is here. Let's go out to the guest line right now. Some may say I'm in booty withdrawal. You know, you guys are so messed up on the other side of the glass that you took that in a sexual way. I'm talking about my dear friend, Josh Booty, who I haven't seen in some time. And he's like big time going all over the place. When he comes to New York, I'm not in New York. So we've just been missing one another. But Josh is here with us on CBS Sports Radio. Josh, how you been?
I've been great, brother. You're the one all over the place. I see you at the Michigan-Ohio State game in Ann Arbor last week. I see you at a Patriots game every now and then. You're the one running the roads, brother. But no, it's good to be with you, man. How are you doing, brother?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. I know you're in Atlanta for this SEC championship game. Should be a good one. It's amazing how Alabama earlier in the season, when they lost to Texas, we all thought for sure they'd have another loss by now. But Jalen Milroe has really improved down the stretch, and he's become a big part of this team as their quarterback.
Man, he's an over-the-top athlete in terms of just, you know, he reminds me of a faster Jalen Hurts, to be honest with you. Now, I don't think he's quite the passer that Jalen is. He's going to have to work himself into that. He baits the defenders in a little bit. You saw it against Auburn last week. He baits them a little bit and then makes either a fantastic throw down the field like he did on the scoring touchdown to win the game, or he'll make an outstanding run. He's just an unbelievable athlete. So it's been fun to watch him kind of progress. Early in the year after the Texas loss, they didn't know if he was really going to be the guy. They went with Ty Simpson. They went with the other QB, not really knowing who are they going to go with for the starter. But I think now they've won 10 in a row, 11 in a row now, and they're on an epic run. And, they play in the SEC West, which is better than the East. So he's won some big ball games for him. That one no bigger than last week against Auburn. Last play of the game, spectacular.
Yeah, it's amazing to me. Georgia keeps on winning all these games, and each and every year the quarterback does not get enough respect. It was Stetson Bennett. Now it's Carson Beck. What type of performance do you expect to see in the biggest game of the season up to date for Carson Beck coming up tomorrow afternoon for the Georgia Bulldogs?
Well, I'll tell you what, Zach, I think if Brock Bowers is healthy, then you're going to see a great Carson Beck. If he's not and he doesn't play tomorrow, then we could see a Beck that could struggle, because Saban, he knows how to defend certain things in a passing game. Saban's been extraordinary against guys that really don't run the football a lot, dual threat guys, and Carson Beck is a thrower. I think he's a prototype QB, 6'5". He can move, but he doesn't really look to run. So I think Saban can hem him up a little bit. I think if Brock Bowers is there, it gives him one of the best college football tight ends in the history of the game on Beck's side to help him kind of get out of some bad plays. And then that forces double teams, and maybe that leaves some guys outside open. So I think if Bowers plays tomorrow, it opens up the offense for Beck. But Beck's been spectacular from a completion percentage standpoint. He's been phenomenal, and he's got the strong arm. He's got the big league cannon. So I think he can do some damage, and if Brock Bowers is playing, it could be a lot of damage.
I know there's a little personal motivation in this one for Nick Saban. He'll never admit it, but now a lot of people refer to Kirby Smart, right, his guy, as the best coach in college football. He's taken the baton now and has run with it. What type of effort do you think you see from Alabama tomorrow, and how alive do you think they are to win this football game? Who are you going with?
Oh, it's all the way live. You know, Saban, he's got something for Kirby, I think. And I'm not saying that Alabama's going to run away with this ballgame. I think the 5 or 6 is a lot of points to give Bama. They have not lost in this building in a long time. They beat them 2 years ago with Bryce Young when they had Jamison Williams healthy and Meachie 3 healthy. But Bama's not the offense that they were on the outside, on the perimeter, that they were 2 years ago when they played them in this game. Last year, Georgia throttled LSU, and Georgia had that magnificent defense. Georgia's defense isn't quite as good as it has been in the last few years. So I think it's going to be a really strategic game in terms of how they manage the situations. I think it's going to be a close game. Saban wants nothing more to kind of take that title away from Kirby. Again, Kirby, who coached for Saban, of course, being a former assistant, this is something that Saban wants really, really bad. I promise you he's coaching extra hard this week. If he ever needed any more motivation, that's it, to stop this 40-game win streak right here in its tracks. Georgia, Bama tomorrow. It's going to be awesome.
Josh Booty here with us. I think you have a case to make for three people to win the Heisman this year. We're where you're at right now, entering the final week of play. Jaden Daniels, who's no longer playing this weekend. And then you also have Michael Penix Jr. and Bo Nix, who will go up against one another in a few hours. Who do you think will ultimately win the Heisman Trophy this year?
Well, I'm partial to several of them. Bo Nix is a family friend. I've been a part of some of the award shows with him the last few years at the National Quarterback Club, and he was a recipient of that in high school coming out, or and in college last year he was there to give the award away. He's a magnificent guy, magnificent family. You know, he's sharp. He's just a sharp player. He's quick twitch. He's developed into a great passer. He's a competitor, great completion percentage. But what Jaden Daniels has done this year, and I don't want to take anything away from Penix because he's a great leader. He's a clutch player. But Jaden Daniels, what he's done in the SEC West, like I said, I don't want to be partial because I'm an LSU guy, but I've watched every game, and I'm telling you, no one stopped him yet. He's slippery. He's got 10 rushing touchdowns, 1,300 yards on the ground, and then 4,000-something in the air with another 40 touchdown throws. He's got great players around him. But, man, Jaden Daniels had flinched 1 second in the SEC West. And what he's done, he's passed Burrow in some stats in terms of total offense. So I would have to say Jaden Daniels, the most electrifying player this year that I've seen as a whole. But Bo Nix does everything right, and Penix is the same. He hadn't lost. So if Nix beats Washington, it's going to be Nix and Daniels. If Washington beats Oregon, then Penix is going to rise a little bit. But I don't know if he'll be able to topple Jaden just because of his numbers.
Where's your confidence with this LSU program? Because there was big expectations, year number two with Brian Kelly. And outside of USC, I thought they were the most disappointing team in college football because I had sky-high expectations for them, and they're not even playing this weekend.
Yeah, you know what? We have a lot of talent on offense. Our defensive coordinator, we've had real problems there, especially in the back end of our defense. You know, we gave up 700 yards of total offense to Ole Miss. You can't win games like that. Ole Miss is going to score points, and you got to outscore them if you're going to give up 700. We weren't able to do that, and that was our third loss. You know, I just really think that we've got to get better on defense next year to win a national championship. That's always our goal at LSU, is to win a national championship, right? Just like you're saying, to be in these big game situations. We were here last year. Our defense played horribly. We didn't really have a good push up front either. Mason Smith, our big D tackle, kind of had a subpar year. I like our guys. I like our athleticism. I just don't think we put it together very well on defense, and that's been a real problem. Our offense was spectacular, number one in the country.
How are things going, by the way, Josh Booty, with the Bula app that you're a part of?
I appreciate you asking, man. We're excited. You know, this year is going to be really big for us, 2024, and we've been going at this now for 2.5-3 years, but we got compliance to do all the skill-based gaming or gambling. So we're going to do a lot of skill peer-to-peer gambling stuff this year where we can really market it now. We can add the banking features, and then we're doing a lot of corporate challenges, partnerships and promotions that we're going to do with big corporations. So we've already got a few of those locked in, and we're super excited about next year.
And what's the latest with the General Booty? When are we seeing him on the field for Oklahoma?
Well, man, you know, Dylan Gabriel's got another year at Oklahoma. This guy's got 17 years in college.
You may have some eligibility left, honestly, my friend.
Exactly. I think I do. I'm going to have to come out of retirement, get these old bones ready to move. But, no, Dylan Gabriel's there. He's the starter. He's been a starter for 3 years. They've got another kid, Jackson Arnold, which is a five-star super stud guy. I don't know what's going to happen there. Their offensive coordinator, Jeff Levy, went to Mississippi State. So I'm kind of waiting to see what kind of unfolds in front of him in terms of the guys that played in front of him this year. He's got 2 years left after this season. So, you know, we'll see. He needs to get on the field somewhere.
You got it. Well, get your ass to New York soon. We got to go get some dinner, go back to that cigar bar, and break some bread with Mike Piazza we ran into that one night.
I love you, brother. You're the man. Enjoy these games this weekend, my man. Thanks for having me.
You got it. There he is, Josh Booty, joining us live from some conference somewhere in Georgia. That guy is all over the place. I do appreciate him joining us on CBS Sports Radio to break down some of the quarterback play in the Pac-12 championship game and also the SEC championship game as well. All righty, let's do this. We'll take a break here on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. And we come on back. I got some quarterbacks that I think there's some questions about, or some maybe you think are a lock to get to the Super Bowl this year. But let's go through a bunch of them. How many quarterbacks can we see this year in the NFL that could go make a run and make a run to the Super Bowl and be hoisting that Lombardi trophy? We'll do that on the other side. We still got onside, offside to get to, a news brief as well, NFL picks. It's a very, 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 very busy Football Friday right here on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. We got week 13 in the NFL that got underway last night with the Cowboys finding a way to pull out a victory up against the Seattle Seahawks. We got a lot of good games this weekend as well with the Texans and the Broncos. You get the Eagles and the 49ers. And then tonight, Washington, Oregon. Tomorrow, a bunch of conference championship games. What a wonderful time of the year. Back in five.
Discover, this is Daniela.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great, but with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Do you like asparagus and mushroom sorbet? I've got leftovers.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.